H2 My Commute, A Stolen Morning / H2. Peugeot Lan, 34, lives in future SciTech City on the west side of Hangzhou and works as a product manager in an office tower near Wulin Square. At 6:50 every weekday morning, when her alarm goes off, it is still dark outside / P. Back then I always felt that my day was half over before it even began, she recalled later. An 8-minute walk to the subway, 2 transfers, then a 12-minute walk from the exit to the office, a one-way trip of 78 minutes, 2.5 hours round trip, / P. P. What does 78 minutes mean? At 250 working days a year, she spends close to 325 hours commuting, the equivalent of 13 full working days, all consumed by moving from place to place, / P. P. What bothered her more than the duration was the feeling of being cut in half, her morning energy drained away car by car, so that by the time she sat at her desk, the 2 clearest hours were already gone, / P. P. Many city dwellers are like her, treating the commute as a given cost, rarely stopping to calculate how expensive that bill really is, / P. H2 commuting is not a necessary loss but an undervalued life asset, / H2. P. We are used to calling commuting a necessary waste, as if a shorter ride alone would automatically improve life. But the real question is not whether commuting should exist, but how that time is being used, / P. P. Greater than a day has 24 hours, sleep takes 7 to 8, work takes 9, and the time left for yourself is already small. If commuting eats 2.5 hours a day, it has become your third largest time expense after sleep and work, / P. P. Those who treat it as a loss scroll their phones, zone out, and complain. Those who treat it as an asset plan in advance what to listen to, think about, and recover during it. Two attitudes, over time, make two different lives, / P. P. What commute optimization truly does is not chase a zero commute utopia, but turn this unavoidable time back into a life asset you can control, / P. Block quote: when time is redefined, the commute shifts from what I am forced to lose to what I actively arrange, and that shift alone is worth taking seriously, / block quote. H2 professional analysis, the real cost of commuting and the gains from compressing it, / H2. P. Start with some order of magnitude data. According to urban transport monitoring reports, the average one-way commute in China's megacities is about 45 minutes, and the share of extreme commuters, over 60 minutes one-way, is roughly 13% to 14%, source type, annual industry urban transport monitoring reports. In the United States, the Census Bureau's American Community Survey puts average one-way commuting at about 27 minutes, source type, U.S. Census Bureau ACS data. Seen together, commute time cost is a cross-national phenomenon, not an isolated case of one city, / P. P. On health and subjective feeling, longer commutes correlate with lower life satisfaction and higher daily stress, source type, Academic Journal Research in Transport and Well-Being, and the OECD Regional Well-Being Survey. Active commuting, such as walking or cycling, outperforms passive sitting in emotional recovery, source type, Transport psychology papers such as those in Transportation Research Part F, / P. P. Do the math. If a person compresses commuting by 40 minutes a day, over 250 working days, that is 167 hours, about 7 full working days given back to yourself, magnitude calculation. 40 minutes times 250 is equal to 10,000 minutes is almost equal to 167 hours. Those 167 hours, spent on exercise, family, or learning a skill, are tangible gains, / P. P2 named frameworks help here. Framework A, the shortest path optimization model, has one goal: arrive faster, using navigation, off-peak travel, and faster transport, measured in minutes. Framework B, the time asetization framework, LifeOS, does not treat commuting as an enemy to eliminate, but reclassifies the time into 3 asset types: recovery assets, relaxation, meditation, growth assets, audiobooks, review, and redundancy assets, buffer, flexibility, centered on redefining the use of time. The biggest difference: A fails the moment traffic jams, B creates value under any road condition, / P. P greater than a recognizable real case is Copenhagen's Cycle Superhighways, a genuine urban project launched in 2012 by the capital region of Copenhagen together with more than 20 surrounding municipalities, aimed at shortening suburban to central commutes. On some routes, cycling time dropped about 10 to 15 minutes, magnitude. Another is Japan's work-style reform, where firms such as NTT and Fujitsu trial several remote work days a week, removing roughly 1 hour of one-way commuting per employee, /P to make analysis actionable, set metrics first, one-way commute duration, minutes, weekly total commute time, hours, share of commuting time spent on active recovery or growth, percent, monthly hours saved. Then a checklist. Step 1, log commutes for 3 consecutive days, departure, arrival, mode. Step 2, mark the passive blank periods in current commuting. Step 3, pick one alternative route or one parallel activity and trial it for 2 weeks. Step 4, set yourself a one-way target ceiling, e.g., under 45 minutes. Step 5, review monthly and fine-tune, /H2 re-choose your mode, a mixed blend of metro, cycling, walking, and remote /H2. P. Most people commute in a fixed way, however they live is however they go, never comparing alternatives. Yet the mode itself is the first lever worth optimizing, /P. P. The metro wins on stability and no traffic jams, good for medium to long distances. Cycling turns passive time into active recovery and avoids the last kilometer connection. Walking suits short trips within 3 kilometers. Zero cost with built-in movement. Remote work zeros the commute, fitting roles with heavy deep workloads, /P. P. The smarter move is not either or but mixed. Cycle when the weather is good, take the metro in rain, pick one remote day a week, Letty.